Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
No. What's that?
Hey, it's Raymond from Britain. You're listening to Bristol Beats Club.
No, because I haven't been here very long. Beach or Beats?
Hey, this is Ben from Sonic Solar, and you're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Bristol Beats Club? Can't say I've never.
Never.
This is Connor from Half Moon Run. You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
Yes.
Hello and welcome to the first in the new series of the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
Happy spring from myself, Chris Bilko.
And myself, Damien Ruck.
Now today, for those of you that are new to the Bristol Beats Club, we're going to be talking you through some new music.
Precisely. Every new music podcast, Chris and I bring in a song. We play you those songs, and then at the end, you guys get to vote on which one of those songs is your favourite.
And usually the songs will be around indie, electro, indie-tronica-esque stuff. So that's what you can expect from today's episode and the proceeding five episodes of Bristol Beats Club's New Music Podcast Series 2.
And we should mention that because this is Series 2, there was a Series 1. And Chris, you were victorious in the first series.
I think we all knew that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, a narrow victory, though. A 3-2 victory.
It seems remarkable, doesn't it, over a six-episode podcast.
Yeah, there was an actual draw.
An actual draw, which probably indicates how few listeners we have. But yeah. Hey!
You voted, I voted.
And there was a draw. But, all that means is the people listening today have a lot more influence over who wins and who loses Series 2 than they thought they might have in Series 1. So if you vote at the end of this podcast for the track that you like, there's a pretty good chance that might go on to win.
Exactly. Like a good democracy, every vote counts.
Exactly. And on that note, Chez, shall we play these guys some new music?
Absolutely.
It's the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
It is indeed the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast, and that means that, listeners, it's time for some new music.
Precisely. I've got a song, Chris has got a song, but the million-dollar question is, who gets to go first?
And as always, we're going to settle this with the age-old method. It's the coin toss.
The coin toss, yeah. That's, it is an age-old method.
Tried and tested.
Exactly. But we don't have a coin, do we?
We're impoverished, of course.
We're impoverished. We instead have a small plastic token that came from Lollapalooza Berlin Festival.
But when we go back to... we're going to trade this in when we go back to Lollapalooza. Right.
Exactly, it's worth a euro. We're taking it back.
We trade all 16 back in.
Yeah.
For the time being, though, Lollapalooza Berlin, you're going to get some more free publicity if you want to send us some money. PO Box Bristol Beats Club.
Which is a real thing.
Let's toss this coin.
So, are you going to choose Lollapalooza Berlin or on the other side that says Pfand?
Pfand never fails, Damien.
That's how the old saying goes. Here we go.
Almost impossible to see what it says these days.
I think that's Pfand.
Pfand, I'm first.
Pfand never fails. So, what have you got?
Well, we've got a track, I've got a track, by a band, a Swedish-Austrian duo/trio/...
Well, that sounds good.
...quadrant, depending on who you ask.
Yeah. European Union of a band.
Band, yeah, called Cape Boy.
Oh, great.
Bit of a strange name.
It is an intriguing name.
Well, but wait, just don't judge them on the name. Let's
hear it.
Let's listen to some of their music. So their track is called Midnight Sun, and to my ears it sounds, and bear in mind I'm now an award-winning music journalist,
of course, an award-winning
after Series 1.
You won Series 1, which is kind of an award, I suppose.
Emerged victorious. So I reckon this track is kind of what I like about it, at least anyway. It's very stripped back. The drum beats, I think, are almost kind of like tribal, I suppose, a little bit. But they've also merged it with these really cool, like, catchy, poppy, synth-y noises, riffs, if you will. And this is it. See what you think. It's Midnight Sun by Cape Boy.
Memory.
Well, an abrupt ending there from Kate Boy with Midnight Sun.
You weren't even ready for the ending, even though I said, are you ready for the ending?
I wasn't. I was slouching.
You confirmed, yes, I'm ready for the ending, and then... Whoop.
Then it just ended. It was good. Yeah. I liked it. It reminds me a bit of the Naked and Famous, actually.
Yeah, very, very similar. Yeah,
they've
they have been...
That kind of Naked and Famous-y vibe going on.
Have been compared, and we're obviously big fans.
Yeah, of the Naked and Famous. And also Kate Boy now.
So, do you think there's any reason to play your track, or should we just call it there?
I think my track is still better.
You think you're going to beat Kate Boy?
I think so.
Well, let's find out.
Look into the eyes, not around the eyes, but in the eyes, and you're under. Okay, now, did you know the Bristol Beats Club are giving away tickets to see Indie Boys and Dara Karma all throughout February? Yep, it's true. The band are fucking good. So go to bristolbeatsclub.com and sign up to the mailing list right now to win them. Got that? Good. 3, 2, 1, you're back in the room.
Right, welcome back to the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast, and it's now time for my track, which is called Empty Hands by Profiles.
What can you tell us about... Is it Empty Hands? It's by Profiles. What can you tell about Profiles?
Profiles, yeah, the name of the band. Well, I initially liked them, actually, because they're a bit like Pale Hands.
Oh, yes.
And we like Pale Hands.
I mean, we're big fans, but have you not looked at the kind of stats from previous shows, Series 1?
They didn't do too well, did they, actually?
Not compared to the Mighty Monarchy.
But that was a particularly good song.
It was... they were both good songs. Is Profiles' song got enough to beat Kate Boy?
I think so. But I think it's... we'll leave it up to the... Leave it up to the listeners. Here it is. This is Empty Hands by Profiles.
I'm a lady as a weed.
Well, there you have it. That was my song, Empty Hands by Profiles. What do you think about that, Chris?
I very much enjoyed it. It's hard to fault it, which I wanted to do. I've been racking my brains thinking...
You want to fault it. I can see you want to fault it.
Perhaps I could get him on this bit. No, very like Pale Hands. Perhaps a bit more upbeat than Pale Hands, would that be fair to say?
I'd be willing to go along with that.
I liked it. Quite disco-y, quite...
Disco-y.
I think I could. You could hear that.
You could dance to that.
Yeah, it's 70s disco.
With flares.
Yeah, exactly. You see John Travolta right there, right now.
That discotheque.
Don't forget to subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com and follow us on Twitter at BrizzleBeats.
But the question is, was it good enough? Is it better than Kate Boy? Well, only the listeners can decide.
Exactly, yeah. You guys have got to decide which song you prefer. Do you prefer Empty Hands by Profiles?
Or Kate Boy with Midnight Sun? Vote below right now, and one of us will emerge victorious. And if it's, you know, if history's going to repeat itself, probably going to be me that wins.
It could be. But remember, your vote could make all the difference, so don't not vote.
There was an actual draw last time.
We had an actual draw. Yeah.
Until next week.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to subscribe to on our website, because that way we'll send you a link to this podcast as soon as it's released.
That's right, yeah. We play the tracks out in full on our podcasts, as you'll have noticed. Not many new music podcasts that do that. That means we're not allowed to go on iTunes. So if you do want to get the new podcast, then why wouldn't you? You're going to have to subscribe to the mailing list.
Precisely. But until next week...
It's bye from me, Chris Bilko.
And bye from me, Damien Ruck.
Ta-ta.